You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Gas prices are continuing to fall in Wisconsin, but are going up slightly nationally. In Wisconsin, it will cost you an average of $2.88 a gallon for gas, a decrease of 4.1 cents per gallon from last week. Nationally, the price has risen almost a cent to $3.10 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said oil prices are hovering around the $65 a barrel range, and gas demand is easing up as the summer wanes. He believes we'll continue to see a decline as we approach Labor Day, as long as there's no hurricane activity to disrupt supply. In Green Bay, the average price for a gallon of gas is $2.82. In Appleton and Oshkosh, it's $2.80. The United States Department of Justice is suing a Green Bay area landlord alleging he and his business violated the Fair Housing Act by discriminating against tenants based on sex. The civil complaint filed against David Jones and D. Jones Properties, LLC, alleges that he engaged in severe, pervasive, and unwelcome sexual harassment of a female tenant, making unwelcome sexual comments, grabbing the tenant without her consent, and entering the tenant's home without her permission. Finally, taking adverse housing-related actions against the tenant when she asserted her rights under the FHA. Jones is presumed innocent until proven guilty. Last week, the big story was that Governor Tony Evers is not running for a third term, and people started lining up to join the race. But there's one big name that will not be on the ballot for the primaries. Savannah Tomei Olson has that story.
Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez has launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley says he plans to run, too. That's on the Democratic side. When it comes to Republicans, Trump-aligned businessman Bill Berrien is running, as is Washington County Executive Josh Shulman. Not long after Evers' announcement, former Governor Scott Walker started posting some cryptic tweets showing what looks to be an AI-generated Make Wisconsin Great Again hat. It had 45-47 on the side. President Donald Trump is the 45th and 47th president, and coincidentally, if he were elected again, Scott Walker would be Wisconsin's 45th and 47th governor. He even posted a long list of what he thinks the next governor's priorities should be. All of this implied he may be interested in running for a non-consecutive third term. And then over the weekend, he posted this message.
I'm not going to be a candidate for governor in 2026. In fact, I'm going to continue my work as president of Young America's Foundation.
The field of candidates is expected to get bigger before it narrows with primaries next year. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
When Governor Tony Evers announced that he would not run for a third term, one of the people mentioned as a possible on the Democratic primary ticket was Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. On Monday, she announced that she will not run to continue as Secretary of State and will not run for governor. Instead, she'll consider a run for the second highest office, Lieutenant Governor. Republican state lawmakers have introduced a bill seeking to cap tuition increases at the universities of Wisconsin. The public university system recently approved a 5% increase in tuition for next year, the third year in a row that tuition has increased. The proposed legislation would cap future tuition increases to no higher than the rate of inflation. It's the third time in recent years that Republican lawmakers have attempted to cap the tuition. Tuition and fees make up over half of the system's yearly revenue. It's been so hot that you have to watch the pavement while you're driving. Brittany Merlot reports.
A smooth ride can quickly turn bumpy and dangerous. And here's why. When something's heated, molecules begin to vibrate and move more, making more space between them, expanding. And pavement slabs do just that and push against each other. Called a pavement buckle, it can sometimes blow up. It can happen on local roads and even on the interstate.
If you are going at high speeds, depending on the severity of the buckle, it can cause the car to go in a different direction, or you might go over it and wonder, like, what was that? Because you might feel a little heave from the road.
That's Rebecca Simkowski, the director of Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Bureau of Highway Maintenance.
So it is a safety concern. when people hit those. Unfortunately, we don't know when it's going to happen. They're difficult to predict. I mean, if we could predict them, I think we would take some safety precautions, but at this time, we just don't know when it's going to happen.
Try not to drive over a buckle if possible. Instead, slow down and get into another lane.
We really want them to be safe. And if there is a condition that they see, or, you know, they can report that, and we'll try to get that addressed as soon as possible. And then I mentioned 511, that information, you know, when roadways are closed or there's issues, we'll post those so they can always be aware of what's happening in their area.
Good news, relief in the temperature surges in on Wednesday, and crisper, cooler, sunny conditions will prevail. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
It's the Brewers and the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight as the crew hosts the Cubs in Game 2 of their series. Milwaukee with a win last night, 8-4. But a rough start for Jacob Mizorowski. The Miz giving up 3 runs and throwing 40 pitches in the top of the first. Was it as rough as it looked?
I mean, yeah. It's a long inning, so everything, you know, sucks. Really start feeling a little loose, you know, and every pitch keeps in the way just so that little bit. Definitely the settling down and getting the 10 outs. Thought I did my job in getting us in a position that we can succeed.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
First inning, we're down 3-0. He feels horrible. His adrenaline. I learned a lot about him, and it just goes to show you the kid can pitch, not just throw.
NFL. Packers training camp continues with practice and pads. Running back Marshawn Lloyd injured in the first set of downs after being clobbered by former Raiders defensive back Nate Hobbs. Lloyd ended up sitting out the rest of practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As far as episodic TV goes, nothing gets me more excited than a well-done cop show. There have been 2 spinoffs so far from the Amazon Prime cop show Bosch, a show about a stubborn, uncompromising police detective played by Titus Welliver. In a new cop show, Welliver heads up the cast in Westies. According to Collider, Welliver plays Glenn Keenan, a Vietnam vet and gritty beat cop. The story is set in the early 80s in Hell's Kitchen in New York and follows the Westies, a real-life Irish street gang, as they try to carve out a piece of the action despite being a much smaller force than the Mafia's 5 families of New York. Welliver calls his character deeply corrupt and very dark, but also nuanced. Joining him in the cast are J.K. Simmons, Tom Brittany, Jessica Francis Duke, and just added additions Sarah Bulger and Stanley Morgan. The Westies will drop on MGM Plus sometime in 2026. Phineas and Ferb are coming back in 2026. Season 5 is currently on the air, but it's being called a revival. At Comic-Con last week in San Diego, the producers celebrated said revival of the Disney show, which launched 10 new episodes June 5th, and announced that the next batch of episodes will drop next year. Phineas and Ferb debuted in 2007, but went off the air in 2015. The USA Network has announced it has canceled Resident Alien, despite the show carving out a nice following over its 4 seasons. The announcement was made right before the season 4 finale last week. The sci-fi comedy is about an alien who is also a doctor in a small town and tries to conceal his identity. The show is based on a book of the same title. Executive producer Chris Sheridan says he wasn't totally caught off guard by the surprise, and for what it's worth, says the season 4 finale episode is his favorite of the whole series. During the recent SNL 50th anniversary show, Dan Aykroyd was a notable absence. He has finally come forward with why he did not attend the celebration broadcast. Putting it very simply, the 73-year-old Aykroyd said he wanted to sit with his family and eat his own popcorn while he got to watch the nostalgic fun. South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone went there in the season premiere of season 27. They discussed the episode during Comic-Con, as well as their struggles with Paramount to get the show on the air as it was seen. During the episode, the writer showed a naked commander-in-chief walking through the desert and did not blur over any private parts, albeit pretty cartoonish private parts. The writing team said they argued back and forth with Paramount for 4 days about what they would show and what they wouldn't. But in the end, Parker and Stone were unrelenting and got their way. The writers say they are fully expecting to be sued by a certain Oval Office resident. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of a few scattered thunderstorms today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the upper 50s, low 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.